Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you out. My mission is all about helping you get what you need to get to where you got to go, and that's my promise to you. Yo! I share bite-sized wisdom in the form of quotes from the world's most successful people with the hope that it will inspire you to be great, to go out and do that which you know you should be doing. You know, you already know what you should be doing. But oftentimes in life, we hit roadblocks, we get stuck, we have blind spots, and we just need a little bit of encouragement along the way. And that's why I'm glad you stopped by today. So hit subscribe if you haven't already done so. We're on your favorite podcast app. Here's 7 days a week, 5 minutes or less. And today we are talking about taking the leap, taking the step, getting out of your own way. How does that look? You know, when I think of somebody who's got out of her own way and made some happen, Brianna Daniels comes to mind. And if you're like me, you probably didn't know who she was until I recently discovered her story. Very powerful stuff. So Brianna Daniels was born on January 26, 1994, along with her twin brother, Breon, to Luxley Daniels and the late Kimberly Daniels. Daniels was raised in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where she attended local elementary school and graduated from Salem High School in 2012, where she was an avid basketball player. Shortly after she began attending Norfolk State University and was a point and shooting guard for the school. In 2016, Daniels found herself about to graduate college and was contemplating playing basketball overseas when she was approached by a woman representing NASCAR. Daniels was invited to participate in the NASCAR Drive for Diversity Pit Crew Development Program. And this program was geared toward people of color of both genders being exposed to the evolving world of NASCAR. After watching a video and what a NASCAR pit crew member actually does, Daniels decided to attend the event. NASCAR pit crew coach Phil Horton required all the attendees, including Daniels, the only woman in the group actually, to run through a tough obstacle course. Daniels ended up performing much better than she expected, beating many of her male counterparts in the course. 3 weeks later, she was invited to a NASCAR pit combine. Had no idea that those existed. A competition in which she placed in the top 10 and was accepted into the program. All trainees were required to perform workouts twice a day for the first 6 months of the period. Hard work eventually paid off in her very first race. In 2016, Daniels was put to the test during the ARCA race in Nashville, Tennessee. She was on the wall, a spot where pit crew members that are unassigned to a team assist drivers that are not sponsored yet. When the car drove into the pit, Daniels, at 5'5", jumped over the short wall with a tire and an impact wrench and quickly changed the rear tire of the racing vehicle. At the Dover International Speedway race held on June 2007 in Dover, Delaware, Daniels became the first African-American woman to pit a vehicle in a national NASCAR series. And that is, my friends, Brianna Daniels. Give it up for one time! And here's what she has to say. She says, take a chance on things because you never know where you might end up. Also, don't forget to be brave. Know that things will be hard before they are easy. So much wisdom in there to unpack. Can you imagine if she would have said, you know what? That's not an opportunity for me. There's no women in NASCAR. That's just silly. Who does NASCAR? Who is in a pit crew? Imagine that. She said yes. That opened the doors to her being able to embark on this amazing career where she essentially paved the way for people that will come after her that didn't look like her. And that had to take a lot of courage. Man, I didn't even know there was a pit combine. Sounds pretty tough. And lastly, I think this resonated with me a lot, that things will be hard before they're easy. Every skill that I've learned has been scary or difficult at first, but with the reps that I got as I continue to progress, it became easier. It became second nature. And now something as simple as recording a podcast is like nothing to me, right? I do these podcasts in 5 minutes, right? Whereas somebody who's never picked up a microphone or pressed play on a podcast or record, it probably terrifies them. They probably think there's so much complexity in it, right? And this isn't about me. This is just breaking down the fundamental philosophy that anything that you're going to do is going to be perceived difficult at first. But if you continue and you push forward, you will persevere, my friends. Hey, if you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now on IG or Twitter, Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-Well. That's where you can find me. And I will see you real, real soon, my friend.